So we have a very cool guest right now with a very innovative, cool product for your iPod. We love iPod goodies. And right now we have Carl Faust with us. He is the CEO of iZoundware.
That's correct.
Hey, Carl, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you? This is Scott?
Yep, this is Scott, and you're here with Brad Wright, too.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm great, Brad. You too.
So tell us about Carl's gig. You have this very cool company that's making iPod wear for your head, and you guys have won awards for a headwear product of the year and all kinds of stuff. So tell us about this great product.
Well, basically, we came up with it just about last year. Launched it in August, and me and my partner at the gym work out quite a bit and getting tangled up with all those wires dangling from my armband to my lanyards, everything else. And we came up with the idea that we create a pocket in the hat. A lot of people wear the hats at the gym or running or any kind of outside exercise. We've got a little wire management system that will wrap, you know, any type of earpiece that you happen to use, whether you use Apple's or anybody else's, up, so that nothing really falls below your head, below your ears or your neck, and leaves your arms, leaves everything free. You can adjust the controls from, it's got a clear plastic window on both the visors, the hats, the running caps. We got ski caps, make them for all types of the different iPods. And from a standpoint of ease of use, everybody seems to love it. We've had nothing but positive feedback. Like I said, we won the Ion Award Headwear Product of the Year just recently, and we're going to town with it.
Yeah, this is cool stuff.
I do like this. I mean, that's one of the things when you're running, the headphone basically always fly off because somehow your arm is always going, or your hand is always going to catch the actual headphone cord,
mm-hmm,
as you're running. I mean, that's the most logical place, is to get it as close to your ears as possible. And it looks like you have a little wind around, some cable management in the hat, so that you can actually stick the cord up there and tuck it all and everything. Basically,
we made it really simple for the user from a standpoint that they can use any wires that they might have. Some people may not like the Apple wires. They've got their own special headphones. They can use them. We actually made it compatible with the Nike Plus system, so that the actual sensor will plug into the bottom of the hat with the running cap and the visors, and you can run with your Nike Plus system too.
Yeah, so these things might be selling like hotcakes.
We've had tremendous. The internet's been tremendous for us. I mean, that's the only place we've been selling right now. But we're actually now in negotiations with some larger retailers and plan to have it in some of the stores, hopefully for the back to school or Christmas season coming up.
What about for people that don't necessarily wear hats? Like a headband for me would be kind of ideal. You know, keep the sweat off, but mm-hmm, but still have the, you know, is that going to be a possible product?
We just recently, originally when we launched the company, it was called iSoundCap, and we recently changed it to iZoundWear. That's actually iZound, iXOUND Wear, because it sounded kind of cool. But that's to encompass different products that we're coming out with, other types of wearables, other types of, we're actually looking at some bandanas that we're going to probably put out, some sweatbands, other things like this. You just got to, we've been experimenting with them, with the Nanos. The new Shuffle makes it things really easy, because that is basically the first true wearable thing out there. But the other ones, the Nanos and stuff, we have to have pockets for, and now we're actually even looking into other types of MP3 players to make a universal pocket for some of the hats.
There we go. Very cool stuff. Now, tell us what are these hats? What's the headwear made out of? What kind of materials? You guys have different ones. Tell us about the actual materials that you're going to actually you make these out of.
Well, the caps themselves, the sport caps, are made out of a cotton material, 100% cotton. It's got a water-tight proof pocket, so it'll keep your iPod dry. You can sweat through it, and it's not going to get to it. The actual running caps have an actual mesh lining in them, so they keep your head cool. And again, in the visors, they come in both mesh as well as cotton. And some of the new stuff we came out with just last year, we just missed the ski season though, was the knit caps, which a lot of people like for winter on the slopes or any type of winter activity you're out there with. Everybody likes that because you can actually listen.
Oh yeah, I mean, I think you would have these things. You'd be selling these things to every ski resort and everywhere.
I actually just got a call today from one of the editors of some women's golf magazine that wants to feature them, and I never even thought of golf, but a lot of people, I guess, out the driving range like to listen to the music, and how are you going to drive a ball with the wires hanging off?
Yeah, you got to be listening to Maiden, you know, when you're driving that ball. Just get psyched up.
Exactly, you know, just like, you know, yeah. Just like tired.
It's just, you know, whatever music you like. It's like I go to the gym when I'm getting ready to get pumped up, I'm listening to something, you know, fast or running, so I mean.
Now, you guys have the sport cap. That's more of a baseball style hat.
Mm-hmm.
That I guess doesn't have really brim, that doesn't have the front supported like you think of a baseball cap would, right? It's all cloth type of thing. Is it, it's more of a,
there's two ways in which you look at them. I think you're thinking of a structured hat, versus a non-structured hat. Most of these are all non-structured, so they're more of a comfort type fit. We do have some structured caps. They were the first model we had, but we found a lot of people just didn't like that stiff look. But it's funny. We got 42 different models and colors out there.
Wow.
And everybody still wants something different. We get people to call us up, hey, do you got one that fits my 30 gig? Which I couldn't figure out. Why would you want to have a 30 gig on your head? I think you'd be like carrying around a TV or something. But
Now, is there any thoughts of doing the running cap actually for the, I guess probably I would think your biggest request would be the running cap version for the shuffle.
Again, the nice part about the running cap is a lot of people out there are using that Nike Plus system. That's actually, they sold, I think, in their first 3 months, 450,000 of those systems.
And they're using Nanos, right?
Yeah, well, you have to use a Nano. It doesn't work with a shuffle. But the, you know, the running caps for any type of the visors, all the visors can work with the new Nano, or new shuffle, excuse me.
Yeah. So, this
there's
is cool
applications
stuff, though.
All over the place.
We definitely need to feature these, Brad, on Inside Mac TV.
Yeah, we do.
Show these stuff so people can actually see these things. So we'll have to get some of your stuff here, Carl, and show it on our video thing.
Yeah, I'd be more than happy to send you out some samples. You can try them out yourselves, and you know, then you have a. We always look for people to come back with testimonials.
You got to send us some of your models that you have on your site. I'm
Yeah, we got some pretty good ones up there.
Yeah, it's, you know,
no, it's
bad.
A great product though, and it's a really cool idea. And I would think that you know, in certain locations, I mean, biking shops, I mean, this stuff would sell great in all kinds of places.
The thing is there's so many and so many places to go. It's like we just I can't keep up with it some days. So there's everybody we get calls all over the world even. I mean,
and you guys actually deal direct. So if someone wants to be a reseller, they would actually go to Carl and deal with you, or do they have to go through some distributor type deal?
No, we've got actually different resellers in different capacities all over the country, actually all over the world. And we have a site right, a place right on our site you can go to. You can see, you know, some of the reseller things that we'll give you, everything from displays to hang tags, to whichever, to help you, you know, do business. And again, we'll sell wholesale depending on the quantities, and that's why we basically have them call us, find out what kind of, you know, deal they're looking for, what kind of thing we can cut with them.
Right, they got nice counter displays and half displays, and I mean, full. You guys got some, you know, it's a nice merchandising for, you know, a lot of people that are selling, you know, anything, because really, I think the iPod now is almost.
It's ubiquitous.
Yeah, I mean, it's mainstream. Just ubiquitous.
They say, if you say MP3 player, everybody just thinks iPod.
Right.
You know, that's it. It's just like.
I think the last figure I saw was over 100 million. So it's quite a number of them out there.
Yeah.
So.
And then you need to make the iPhone hat.
Yeah, there you go. You know, brain cancer in a hat.
Yeah.
You're just like everybody else out there. Now, the only thing we can't, we've told people, because people say, we got a call from somebody who wanted to put one of the phones in it. And like, then you actually have radio waves. So we don't want to ever have a lawsuit that somebody got brain cancer or something
yeah.
like that.
Well, it's kind of funny. It's like those little hats with the two little drinks on the top of them that have the straw. That's starting to get down to. It's like, I want my TV in my hat. I want my, you know, my phone in my hat, everything, you know, it's just
well,
funny.
It's funny. And just to, you know, let you know quickly, we get a lot of comments of people originally with first come out that everybody laughed at it, but the thing is, once they actually try it, if you're a hat wearer, once you've actually tried it, I mean, you just say, hey, what better way to do it, is what it comes down to.
Yeah,
this is cool stuff. So we are here with Carl Faust. He is the CEO of iZoundware, iXoundware, and you can find out more information over at their website at iXoundware.com. We're going to be right back with Carl, though, so we can tell you more information about it. You're listening to the Inside Mac Radio program with Scott Schiffer, Brad Wright. We'll be right back. Right now, we are here with Carl Faust. He is the CEO of iZoundware. That's iXoundware.com. They make a very, very
so
cool
sound
hat.
With an X.
Yes.
I was hearing you say the website is iZoundWEAR. The other thing they can always do is just punch in iPod and hat or iPod and cap on Google. They'll find us.
There you go. iPod hat and Google. Much easier. Go to their online store and check it out. It's very cool. They have a great, it looks like cool stuff. And we're actually going to feature some of these here on an upcoming a segment of Inside Mac TV. So you can
Apple ever gives us the link.
Yeah. So, Carl, yep. One more time, where, How much do these things cost, and where can people check them out at?
Well, right now we have hats priced anywhere from probably $19.95 to $29.95. Includes your wire wraps, all the, you know, everything you need to basically take your iPod and set yourself up. Right now they're only available on our website, which is ixondwear.com. Or like I said, just punch in on Google iPod and hat or iPod and cap, you'll find us. Hopefully eventually here by the end of the year, we'll start seeing a lot of the different stores around the country.
Yeah, that's great stuff. And I really appreciate you guys joining us today talking about your stuff, because this is a very cool product.
We appreciate the time, Scott. Thanks a lot. Nice
there you go, Carl. There you go. Check them out. Like I said, you guys can go find out more information over at www.ixondwear.com.
So you just spell iSoundWear and you substitute the S for an X, and then you got it.